In this Flash and ActionScript 3 lesson, I'll be showing you how to gather the system capabilities of any user that's viewing your SWF file or your web page, and you can do this with Flash. And I show you how to gather the data and display it in dynamic text fields here on stage. And I'll publish out by pressing F12 now, and you'll see it working. And it shows my Flash version, my language, operating system, my screen DPI, and my screen resolution. And if you were looking at it, the SWF would tell you different information if you had a different system configuration than I do. And this is handy code to know if you have the need to, say, resize the stage according to what the user's resolution is on their monitor, if you wanted to resize certain elements of your file. Or if you wanted to show a full screen button only for people who had the newer version of Flash, because some people with the old versions of Flash, the full screen won't work. So you might want to code an if and else statement, a conditional, that will show the button or not, or just do a whole various bunch of different things. So let's take a look at that again. Here it shows the system capabilities in green there, in these dynamic text fields waiting on stage. And you get all of this code by going to develop PHP and downloading the FLA file for free. I'm not going to sit here and code a whole bunch of stuff out on YouTube. It would take a long time, plus you wouldn't be able to see it real well, so what's the point of that? So I give you the FLA file free, and it kills all the birds with one stone. You get the file, it's working 100%, you see it, you get all the code on your system, and you can see it all for yourself. You know, a lot of people complain that they can't see the code on YouTube, so go get the FLA file and you'll be a happy camper. Okay, so let's talk about the code. Now in the code, I claim all of the capability values for that specific user, and we pack them into vars here for easy use in this code below here, where we pack them into the dynamic text fields. So it's going version text, language text, operating system text, and so on and so forth. And then we put the values into those text fields sitting on stage. And here is where you would put your conditionals to say if user's version is, or if version text is less than 9 point whatever or 10 point whatever, blah 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 blah, then you can do something according to that, or something else if you don't want that user to see a certain thing, or whatever you want to do. And also with the screen resolution is probably where it's most popular, doing if and else conditionals according to the screen resolution of the user. Okay, so that's pretty much it. And down here I put the whole list, a whole nice comprehensive list here of all of the things that you can get at about the user. I only did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and there's a whole slew of them. You can see there's way more than 6. So get in there, play with them, make text fields for every single one of those things, and you can see what you can access about your users. And if you're slick, you can even take all this information and send it to PHP and send it to your database and do nice statistics gathering using Flash. Isn't that cool? You can gather all the statistics you want about the language, operating systems, screen resolutions, Flash versions of the users, and all kind of other things here, as you can see. Rookie dookie. We'll see you guys next lesson. And you can get at this code by going and get the free FLA file, like I said earlier. That way you have the code nice and handy, and you can open it in Flash and look at it yourself. Okay, bye-bye.